Dear God, I hope this works. Today, I am all curled up in a blanket fort to try to get the right sound for you at the cottage. We're talking about human design generators. Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in. So let's talk about generators. Generators make up 37% of the population. They have a defined sacral center, and this is key. The sacral is a motor. It is where life force and workforce energy lives in the human design body graph. What do you think of when you think of the sound that a motor makes? What do you hear when you think about a motor? It's a real guttural sound. It's a motor-like sound. So the human design generator naturally makes a sound like uh-huh or uh-uh. You ask a generator type a yes or no question, and you will, without them being conditioned, get an uh-huh or an uh-uh answer. This is really, really important, and it may seem ludicrous to you, but the most tragic conditioning that generators face is away from this sacral sound. The sacral is a compass. If you are a generator, your sacral center is your compass. It's where we find your innate body wisdom. It's where you're connected to your gut feelings, your gut instinct. And you know, we walk around thinking that everyone has this gut instinct, and they don't. Only sacral beings really and truly have this connection. So the trouble is, the conditioning comes in with children, right? When we are kids, our parents want us to be polite. So they train us away from making the sounds that don't sound polite. They train us away from saying uh-huh and uh-uh. Instead, we are trained to say yes, please, no, thank you, yes, ma'am, no, sir. And there are ways that we can allow our children to have their sacral sounds and add a thank you or a please at the end. So if you are raising children who are generators, it's really important that they stay connected to their sacral sound. That is everything for a generator type. For you as an adult, you can start to tone your sacral so that you get back in touch with it. It's just think of it like a muscle, like as if you're doing leg day at the gym or working on your back at the gym. You're going to tone your sacral muscle with yes or no questions. Things that you can respond uh-huh or uh-uh to. And I can tell you from personal experience, I'm a manifesting generator, which is a type of generator. I can tell you from personal experiences that it takes a while to get in touch with your sacral sound if you've been conditioned away from it. And it can feel a little hopeless because you kind of feel like there's something wrong with you because you can't get back in touch with the sacral sound. And it's just that all of those layers of conditioning have been put upon you over the course of your lifetime. So it's going to take some time to get back in touch with that. Ask the people in your life to ask you yes or no questions. Multiple choice and open-ended questions are really hard for you unless you have an undefined throat. So there are two types of generators, one with an undefined throat, one with a defined throat. The undefined throat is always going to need to verbally process to a degree. The thing about generators with their throat definition is that they will never have a motor defined to the throat. Manifesting generators, yes. Generators, no. So if you have an undefined throat and you are a generator, then you're going to want to have that sacral response, that uh-huh or uh-uh, and then you may need to verbally process things. You will need to verbally process things with an undefined throat. But you want that sacral hit first. You want that body wisdom hitting you first. So you can have people in your life ask you yes or no questions. So instead of, do you want to go to the pub tonight, or would you rather have pizza, or are you feeling like Chinese, or are you feeling like, oh my gosh, your sacral can't answer that. What you need to be asked is, do you want to go to the pub? Uh-huh or uh-uh. Do you want to go for Chinese? Uh-huh or uh-uh. So we ask questions one at a time. And you can start to play with yourself as well. Now, it's not quite as effective as when you're having someone else ask you the yes or no questions, but it does get you used to getting in touch with that sound. If you're in a room full of generators and manifesting generators, you'll often hear, you know, you'll hear these guttural sounds. There's this juiciness in your sacral sound that you'll start to make when you don't even realize that you're making it. And you know what? You might be doing it even now. So ask yourself, do I want a bagel? Do I want an orange? Do I want to go to the grocery store right now? That would always be an uh-uh for me, but you get the idea. Ask yourself these yes or no questions as well. Okay, so the other thing about the sacral center, the big thing about the sacral center is that it's life force and workforce energy. So we often hear that generators are the workers and the builders of the planet. This doesn't mean that you slave away for your entire life, although it can often feel like that. Because you have this workforce and life force energy, you can work and work and work and work and work. And if you're doing work that doesn't light you up, if you're doing work that, you know, you entered into the commitment improperly, and we're going to talk about how to do that properly, then you may feel like a slave to your job or to your work. You want to do the work instead that you have energy and the creative drive for. You want to be doing work that your sacral has said, to, that feels juicy, that your motor is revved up for. So the not self theme of generators is frustration. And we become frustrated as generators by saying yes to the wrong things, by not being in touch with that sacral center. The other thing about generators is that they have a stair-step learning curve. So picture a set of stairs in your home that bends around a corner at the top. So there's a landing there. So you're always going to, as a generator, move two steps forward and one step back. And it can be extremely frustrating. Then you hit that landing at the top and you get to this plateau and you think, oh my gosh, like nothing is ever going to change. The frustration builds and builds and builds for you. And the tendency is to quit. So one of the challenges that generators face is quitting too soon. We get to those plateaus in life that are going to happen naturally, and the tendency is to quit when oftentimes the breakthrough is just around the corner. Now, if you have entered into an agreement or an opportunity correctly, then the temptation might be less. You might get less frustrated when you're on this plateau. But if you've entered into something incorrectly, which can be the habit of generators, right, is trying to initiate things. So generators are here to live in response. The sacral center is all about responding. It's not about initiating. And that's the conditioning, right? The conditioning that we have as generators, or how we condition our generators, is to initiate. Just do it. If you can dream it, you can do it. Get started already. And that's not what you're here to do. Instead, that sacral center wants to be responding to life that's already happening. So when you enter opportunities correctly in response, and you've gotten that sacral you know that it's right for you, you'll be less likely to quit. And if you're a generator type, chances are you have entered a whole lot of things and tried a whole lot of things and quit too soon. You have several unfinished projects in your house, on your computer, maybe courses that you've bought and never finished. Lots of things that you just did in the moment without really checking in with your body, oftentimes because you don't know how to, because you were conditioned away from it. So we're going to change all of that here. So generators, another thing with this sacral center is that generators need a lot of activity. Sacral energy is really powerful. It needs to be used up daily. It's the most powerful energy in the human design chart. So when generators don't have enough physical activity, they tend to have trouble sleeping. Often they lean towards hyperactivity, so think ADD and ADHD type behaviors, and thyroid issue. The goal of energy in human design is always to get energy to the throat. It's always to get to the throat because the throat is the center for manifestation. And don't think of it as manifestation like we think of it as in manifesting abundance, but for action taking. The throat is where everything starts in the human design body graph. So the goal in the human design body graph is to get energy to the throat. And if you're not using your energy daily, you will feel that pressure in your throat, and it can lead to thyroid issues. It can also lead you to be incredibly talkative where you wouldn't normally be so talkative. And that is just your throat center trying to move energy, trying to get you some relief, to relieve some of the pressure on your thyroid and to help you to sleep. Like really and truly, generators should use up all of their energy daily, physically use all of their energy daily, and fall into bed completely exhausted. Your eyes should be closing the minute you hit the pillow. That's how you know you've used your sacral energy as a generator type. If that's not happening for you, if that's not how you sleep, then you're not moving enough energy through the day. And this is the same for kids. Think of all of the generator children. So 37% of the population are generators and 33% are manifesting generators. 70% of the population are generator types. And think about all these generator children sitting in a desk at school all day long in many schools where there's no longer a gym class or any kind of physical activity. This is bad news. Really, really bad news for your generator children. It's no wonder they're hyperactive. It's no wonder that diagnoses for ADD and ADHD are out of control. It's no wonder they're anxious and they're not sleeping. They're not moving enough energy through their bodies. So if you could change one thing, not only for yourself, but for your generator child, it would be to get them moving. Move, 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 move. That's what generators need. So the other thing about generators, I keep saying the other thing, there's lots of things about generators that we're going to talk about, is that you have a big enveloping aura. You draw the right people, the right places, and the right things to you when you're living your strategy, which is to live in response. Again, you are not here to initiate. The generator strategy is to respond to things that are already happening. Think of yourself like a talk show host. Oprah is a generator. She's reporting on things that are already happening. She's bringing these issues to the forefront for her audience and discussing them. She's not initiating something. She's responding to something that's already happening. And that's what you're doing too. You're not falling into that trap of initiating things because you'll initiate the wrong things and then you'll be frustrated. Because you have an enveloping aura and because you have this big aura that just takes everything in, you can really trust that the universe wants to give you things to respond to. It drives me crazy when my generator clients say, but what if I don't get anything to respond to? You will always, always, always get things to respond to. The universe is set up for you. You are 70% of the population. The universe wants to co-create with you. In the next episode of Unjaded, we're going to talk about manifesting generators who are also a type of generator. And as I mentioned, they make up 33% of the population. So we're looking at 70% total population being generators. That was really said in a funny way, but I know that you're picking up what I'm putting down. So if we know that 70% of the population are generators, then we have to believe that the universe conspires with us. It absolutely has to. Nobody gets synchronicities and signs like generators and manifesting generators who are living their strategy. I promise you, when you ask the universe to give you something to respond to, it absolutely will, because it wants to light up that, it wants to make that aura magnetic. I'm moving my hands here and you can't see that, but it's, picture it as really juicy magnetic aura. That's you. So what could this look like in your business? Let's say that you have scheduled time, you prefer time blocking in your business, and you've scheduled time in your day to create social media content. You've blocked off 3 hours and you're ready to really dive in and get a bunch of posts ready. So you walk into your home office and you sit down at your computer and you stare at the blank screen for 15 minutes. You get up, fold the laundry, get a drink, sweep the floor, head back into your office and stare at the screen again. That's because you're trying to initiate, and initiating is not for you. Instead, it's a really great idea to keep a bank of things that you have responded to. So you can keep notes in your phone, you can do voice memos to yourself. My very favorite thing is a Trello board. Whenever you see something that sparks your interest and that lights you up, that your sacral is a juicy, whenever you see that, you want to get it on your list. Take a note of it in your phone, put it on your Trello board, write it in your notebook. It doesn't matter what it is. One of the things that I will do often as well is if I get an email newsletter and there's an article, or if I'm on Buzzsprout or something and there's an article that I really like, I'll copy the link, and I just have a board in my Trello that's called For Inspiration. And I'm not ever copying anything, but there's a lot of good content out there that I have a really big sacral response to. So I will just pop the link into my Trello board, and then I know that when I'm looking for things to be inspired by, when I've got my 3-hour content creation block set aside, I can go to that list and I can look at the links that I've put in there, and I will respond to them again, and it will spark an idea in me that I can then make into several posts or an email or a blog post or whatever it is that I'm doing. You can also go and work in a coffee shop. Now, this is going to depend a lot on your variables in your human design and your definition, which are too big of a topics for this episode, but we'll talk about those another time. So depending on your definition and your variables, this may or may not work for you. But as a generator, going out of your house will give you things to respond to. Sitting at a coffee shop will give you things to respond to. Watching a show will give you something to respond to. Scrolling even on your social media will give you something to respond to. Just make sure that you give yourself a time limit so that you don't end up scrolling for that 3 hours of content creation time. You know, give yourself 15 minutes to scroll and see what lights you up. And now the other thing that I want to talk to you about is that you can create in the moment. And this is super magnetic. This is golden. So I know that we all love to have content scheduled out ahead of time, but the content that you create in the moment will be the most magnetic stuff you ever do. When you're fired up, that's the time that usually you're going to judge yourself. You're going to stop yourself from creating or talk yourself out of it, because you don't want to come off as pushy or too radical, or it's not polished enough, or you don't have your makeup on, or whatever the reason is that you hold yourself back. The real reason is that you've been conditioned to hold yourself back and to not respond, because you may see it as reactive, consciously or unconsciously. But let me tell you, there is gold in that. When you show up in the moment responding to something that you are getting the sacral hit to respond to, that's your gift. That's when your people will love you the most. So I'm going to close this episode out now and give you 3 things that will make a difference to your generator life. 1, tone your sacral. Yes or no questions. Get your sacral all juiced up. 2, respond to life around you. Catch yourself when you go to initiate, and, you know, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Pull yourself back and instead allow yourself to be in response to life that's happening around you. And 3, move your body every single day. If you don't yet have your human design chart, there's a link in the show notes to download that for free on my website. It's vickidixon.com. There's also a free human design for business guide link there that gives you some strategies as a generator for creating content and showing up in your business. And in the next episode of Unjaded, we'll be talking about manifesting generators. Stay tuned.